This show was first broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM, thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. I am with Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. My name is Leslie Dowding, and I'm a storyteller. I enjoy telling stories in schools, libraries, parks, outside, inside. I have many stories to share. Some are my own tales and some are from around the world. I hope to bring your world into the world of story. Wherever you are, may you enjoy every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Welcome to Pick a Tale. This is called The Squeaky Door. I hope you're going to enjoy this set of stories. There's some movement in them too, so don't think you're just going to sit still. I'll tell you when to move. Squeaky Door is very funny. We're often frightened by strange noises. Well, this little boy, he didn't like things that squeaked. He thought that was spooky. There was once a little boy who loved his grandmother and whose grandmother loved him. Sometimes the little boy's grandmother would say, "Sonny boy, it's a good day for a tea party." Sometimes she'd say, "Sonny boy, it's a good day for a story." But sometimes she'd say, "Sonny boy, you sometimes just drive me crazy with your funny little ways. But I love you." Sonny boy liked to visit his grandma, but he didn't like to stay overnight because the house was spooky. She lived in a great big house, and the big old house was full of big old squeaky doors. If there was one thing that Sonny boy was afraid of, it was a squeaky door. Can you make a squeaky door sound? Yep, that's right, well done. One night, Sonny boy was spending the whole night at his grandmother's house. And when it was bedtime, she took him upstairs and helped him change into his pyjamas. She told him a bedtime story. And then she said, "Sonny boy, I'm going to tuck you in. I'm going to kiss you goodnight. I'm going to turn out the light. And I'm going to close the door. I'm going to close it because it's squeaky and you won't be scared." "I won't be scared, not me." She tucked him into bed, gave him a big kiss, turned out the light, click. She closed the squeaky door, squeak. Can you do that again? Squeak. Sonny boy was so scared though when he heard that, he jumped straight out of bed. Wah! His grandmother came running back into the room. She said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" I know. You're frightened of the squeaky door." He said, "Well, I think you could sleep with the cat. That won't make you scared, will it?" "No, not me," said Sonny boy. So she went downstairs. She got the cat. Meow. Who can meow? Can you meow? You be the cat. Meow. She carried the cat back up the stairs. She tucked them into bed. She gave them both a big kiss and she closed that squeaky door. Ready? Squeak. Ooh, the cat jumped out the bed. Meow. The boy jumped out the bed. Woo. And Grandma came running up the stairs. "Sonny boy, what's going on? I know you let you sleep with the cat and the door won't squeak. But now you're not sleeping with the cat and the door is squeaking." "I know. I'll go and get the dog." So she went downstairs and she got the dog. He was in his house. "Woof, woof, woof. Can you be the dog? Woof, woof, woof." "Well done." She carried the dog upstairs and tucked the dog and the cat and Sonny boy into bed. She gave them all a kiss. She turned out the light and she closed the squeaky door. Ready? Squeak! Oh, woo! The dog jumped out of bed. Can you woof like the dog?
Woof, woof, woof.
Can you meow like the cat? Meow, meow, meow. And can you go whoa like that to be Sunny Boy? Well done, you. Grandma came running back up. Oh, Sunny Boy, you're driving me crazy. I know. I'll go and get the pig. And that won't scare you, will it? No, said the boy. I'll be fine. She went downstairs and went out to find the pig in the sty. Can you be the pig?
Oink, 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 oink.
And she carried the pig up the stairs, tucked the pig, the dog, the cat and Sunny Boy into the bed. She gave them all a kiss. She gave them all a big hug. Then she clicked out the light and closed that squeaky door. Squeak!
Oh,
the pig jumped out the bed. The dog jumped out the bed.
Woof, 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 woof.
The cat jumped out the bed. Meow, meow, meow. And Sunny Boy jumped out of the bed and said, whoa! I hope you're getting these noises well and truly, because they're such fun. Well, you know and I know what happens next. Yes, Grandma ran all the way up the stairs and said, you're all driving me crazy. I've got one thing left. And she went down the stairs and she went out into the stables and there was, yes, you guessed it, Nay, the horse. She carried the horse up the stairs and she tucked the horse, the pig, the dog, the cat and Sunny Boy into bed. She gave them all a big kiss. She gave them all a big hug. She clicked out that light. But as she was closing the squeaky door, the horse went, choo! The whole bed collapsed with a big crash. The horse, the pig, the dog, the cat, and Sunny Boy tumbled to the floor. She came running up those stairs, into the room, saw the broken bed and all the animals. Right, that does it, she said. Everybody downstairs. Grandma marched Sunny Boy and all the animals downstairs into the kitchen. She gave them all a glass of warm milk. She went upstairs with her toolkit and a box of nails. She banged and hammered and hammered and banged and put the bed back together. But as she was putting the hammer back into the box, she noticed a can of oil. Ha ha, she said to herself. Now, why didn't I think of that before? She quickly oiled those noisy hinges on that squeaky door. She went downstairs. She put the horse back in the barn. Neigh! She put the pig back in the sty. Oink, 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 oink. She put the dog back in the house.
Woof, woof, woof.
She put the cat back in the basket. Meow. And she put Sunny Boy back into his bed. Now, Sunny Boy, I'm going to tuck you in bed. I'm going to kiss you goodnight. I'm going to turn out the light. And when I close that door, it isn't going to squeak anymore because I've oiled it. And you won't be scared, will you? No, not me, said Sunny Boy. So she tucked him in bed, kissed him, gave him a hug, turned out the light, click. And Sunny Boy, as she closed the door, had fallen fast asleep, and all you could hear was the soft sound of and now, from that day on, Sunny Boy loves to stay overnight. But he still has tea parties and story time, and he loves going to Grandma's house. But she doesn't say, you're driving me crazy, anymore.
Thank you.
to Pick a Tale. This is called Little Rap Riding Hood. You know what a rap is. It has kind of beat to it, doesn't it? So maybe you can tap your toes or tickle your nose or scratch your ears, because this is a real tip-tap-toe story. Once upon a time, there lived in the woods a boss little girl named Riding Hood. I don't mean blue and I don't mean green. I didn't mean fuchsia or aquamarine. I said red, 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 red. Can you clap your hands? Red, red. One, two, three. One, two, three. Red Riding Hood. Granny threw out her back on her skateboard one day, and she, Red Riding Hood, took some goodies and a tube of Bengay. The buses aren't running and the vet's in the shop, so I'll hoof it to Granny's house, clip, clip, clop. I said the clip, I said the clop. I said the clip, 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 clop. So Little Red Riding Hood, she went a clippity-clop, a clippity-clop, to Granny's little house in the wood. She was halfway to Granny's, singing a song, when a big, bad, hairy wolf came along. Hey, little girl, what's your hurry today? Get lost, said Riding Hood, and go away. But the wolf beat Red to her grandma's house. He threw her in the closet and got in the bed for waiting for that little Red Riding Hood. When Red got there, she was really grossed out. Oh, Granny, you've got a big snout. You've got bloodshot eyes and big sharp teeth, a big pork belly and a stinky feet. Come closer, my dear, said the wolf in disguise. All the better, said Red, Red, Red. She chewed that gum, she chewed it, surprise, and she jammed it up his twinky little nose. Oh, said that little old wolf. The gum's up on my toes, it's in my nose. And with a great big kick, she threw him out on his tail. Oh, boy, did he wail. Clip, clap, clop, said Red Riding Hood. Clip, clap, clop, off you go. These days, wolves, they don't do good when they pick on a girl like Red Riding Hood. I don't mean blue and I don't mean green. I don't mean fuchsia or aquamarine. I mean Red, Red Riding Hood. I mean Red, Red Riding Hood. Can you clap those hands to Red, Red Riding Hood? Snap your fingers and squish that rhyme. Get those fingers and start to chime. Red, Red Riding Hood. A Red, Red Riding Hood. And don't you forget that grandma too. She's as happy with Red Riding Hood and her gum that she chews. Red, Red Riding Hood. Red, Red Riding Hood. Thank you. Welcome to Pick a Tale. This story is called Teeny Weeny Bop. And it's got a song in it that I think you'll remember called To Market, To Buy a Fat Pig. This is how it goes. Once there was a little girl called the Teeny Weeny Bop, and she lived all by herself in a teeny weeny house. One morning, she got up and started sweeping the floor. She was sweeping and sweeping and sweeping, and she found a silver coin. "Oh, my luck is made today," she said. "I'm going to go to town and buy myself a pet. Perhaps I'll get a fat little pig." And so she started off the road and she sang a little jig. "To market, to market, to buy a fat pig. Home again, jiggity jig." She got to the town and went right up to the pig farmer. "Mr. Pig Farmer, I have one silver coin. I'd like to buy a pig." "You sure can," he said. "Here's a fat little pig just for you." It was such a sweet little thing, she put it under her arm and started to go home. "I went to the market and I bought a fat pig. I'm going home again, jiggity jig." But when she got home, she put the little pig out in her garden and she locked the gate. "You'll be safe here and have plenty to eat." She sat down in her little chair, which was a rocking chair, and she sang. "I went to market, I bought a fat pig. I came again home, jiggity jig." And she went to sleep. She went to sleep until she heard a funny sound. In the morning, Teeny Weeny Bop got up to the sound and she went to find her pig. Oh no! What do you think? The little pig had gone during the night while she was sleeping. And not only that, he'd eaten all her beans, all her tomatoes, all her carrots, all her potatoes, and he made a big mud wallow right in the middle of her beautiful garden. Teeny Weeny Bop was very unhappy. "If I find you, I'm taking you straight back to the market." She thought she would have to trade it in, and this time she might get a cat that was soft and purry. She looked everywhere, and finally she found him. "Right, you're coming with me, Mr. Pig. I'm taking you back to market, not to buy a pig, but a fat cat." She took the pig back. When she got there, she found a cat lady. "Would you please trade me a cat for this pig?" "I could do that," said the lady, who really did need a pig. So Teeny Weeny Bop went home, but this time she went to market and bought a fat cat, she sang to herself. "I won't put the cat in the garden. I don't want it making a mess. I'm going to keep it right here, inside the house, by the fire maybe. By my chair." She went to bed, she went to sleep, and she slept very soundly. In the morning, she got up and checked her cat. Oh no! What do you think? What had the cat done? It had scratched the furniture, ripped up the curtains, knocked over a lamp, and made a terrible mess everywhere. "Cat, cat, what a mess you've made. I'm taking you to market and I'm going to trade you in. I think I'll get a hamster. They must be very harmless." So off she went. She found the person selling hamsters. "Hamster seller, would you please take a cat in exchange for a hamster?" "Oh, I do need a cat in my house," said the hamster man. "I need it to catch some mice, so yes, I will." So she went home singing, "I went to market and I bought a fat hamster and I'm going home, jiggity jig. Now I don't want any more trouble from pets," she said. "I'll put you safe in the kitchen cupboard." She was so tired from going to the market so much that she sat down in her chair I went to market and I bought a fat hamster. I came home again, jiggity jampster. She decided to change the words so they matched. Oh, I'm so tired. I think I have to go to bed. She went to bed and she slept really soundly. Oh, I must go and check my hamster, she said. But what do you think? What do you think? Yes, of course. It had eaten all the cereal, knocked over all the glasses, chewed holes in the walls, and made a great big mess. Well, this is not working out at all, she said. Hamster, you've made such a mess, I'm going to take you back to the market. When she got to the market, there wasn't really much to buy. And then she thought, maybe I'll just find a little ant and take him home. Wonder if there's a fat ant anywhere. She didn't expect there to be. But she gave the hamster back to the hamster seller. And on her way home, true enough, was a little ant crawling along the road. Well, I'm just going to take you home and keep you safe. I'll put you in the cookie jar. That'll keep you safe. She got home and the teeny tiny weeny little ant was popped into the cookie jar. Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired going to the market every day, she said. I think I'll have to go to bed.
And she went to bed and she went to sleep. And when she woke up in the morning, she thought, I'll just check my little ant out and see how happy he's been. But of course, you know, and I know, that ants like sugar. And so he had eaten all the chocolate chips out of all the cookies, making holes everywhere and crumbs. Oh, teeny weeny. Bot was so tired of all these animals and pets and hamsters and pigs and cats. What a silly idea of mine, she said. I'm really happy in this house by myself. I think that I'm not going to ever have any pets again. I don't like ants and I don't like hamsters. I don't like cats and I don't like pigs. Well, I'm going to make sure that they all have homes back in the market. And, she thought to herself, well, wait a minute. When I went to the market, I had a silver coin. Perhaps I should get my silver coin back. When she got to the market, she mentioned this to all the sellers. But they all laughed and said, well, you chose a pig, a cat, a hamster, and an ant. We can't give you back your silver coin. Perhaps you should go home and sweep your house again. Well, she did. She went back home. And would you believe it? Yes, there was a silver coin. Wow, I can't believe it, she said. What will I do with this? Whatever will I do? I wonder, what would you do if you found a silver coin in your room? Would you go and buy a pig, a cat, a hamster, an ant? I don't think so. I think you could whisper to anyone in your house what you would buy if you found a silver coin. Maybe teeny weeny Bop just popped it in a jar for a rainy day. I think that's what I would do, don't you? Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale. Look forward to you tuning in next week and listen to the next exciting stories from Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Check out the website and the podcasts in case you were too busy to sit down and listen this time. You can choose your own time. Thank you from Leslie Dowden.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.